We are counting down the top 10 Celtic bands you want to listen to for St. Patrick's Day 2021, plus music from Wee Banjo 3 and Screaming Orphans. Today on show number 225 of the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte!
Donald gang up the hill, hard and hungry. Donald's come down the hill, wild and angry. Donald will clear the Gowk's nest cleverly. Here's to the king and to Donald McGillivray. Come like a Wyback, Donald McGillivray. Come like a Wyback, Donald McGillivray. Balance them fair and balance them cleverly. Off we the counterfeit Donald McGillivray. Donald run o'er the hill, but we his tether man, as he were wad or stang with the nether man. When he comes back, there's some will look merrily. Here's to King James and to Donald McGillivray. Come like a weaver, Donald McGillivray. Come like a weaver, Donald McGillivray. Pack on your back and I'll win say cleverly. Heed and full measure, my Donald McGillivray. Donald has fought in with rife and roguery. Donald has dinner with Danes and beggary. Better it were for wigs and for wiggery. Meeting the devil at Donald McGillivray. Come like a tailor, Donald McGillivray. Come like a tailor, Donald McGillivray. Push about in and out, thimble them cleverly. Here's to King James and to Donald McGillivray. Donald's the callan that brooks nae tangleness, wiggin' and priggin' and all newfangledness. They mun be game, he wouldna be bucket man. He mun hae justice or faith, he'll take it, man. Come like a cobbler, Donald McGillivray. Come like a cobbler, Donald McGillivray. Beat them and bore them and lingle them cleverly. Up we King James and with Donald McGillivray. Donald was mumping with birds and mockery. Donald was blinded with lads of property. Borrows ran high, but makings were nothing, man. Lord, how Donald is blind and threatened, man. Come like the devil, Donald McGillivray. Come like the devil, Donald McGillivray. Scalp them and scowl them that brave say unbrotherly. Up we King James and with Donald McGillivray.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and download free music when you sign up at pubsong.com. So someone requested Donald McGillivray not too long ago, and I thought I would share a recording of that. I don't have it on any CDs, though Emerald Rose has a great performance of that song, which I highly recommend. Go check that out. You can find them at emeraldrose.com. First, I want to let you know that the St. Patrick's Day CD that I have is currently available. It features 22 songs that are just perfect for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I think you'll absolutely love the album. You can currently get the CD, or you can get the St. Patrick's Day CD collection that includes four CDs for basically half the price of usual. So I sell my CDs for $20, but you can get all four of these CDs for $40. So it's an incredible deal. Plus, I might send you a special treat there. If you want to get a sample of what it's going to sound like, I'll send you three MP3s from the St. Patrick's Day album when you send an email to gift@pubsong.net. Today, we are going to be talking about the top 10 Celtic bands for St. Patrick's Day 2021. As you know, I host the Irish and Celtic Music podcast as well, so I get a lot of bands who submit their music, and these were some of my favorites last year, and I thought that's the perfect time to promote them for this year because they are just some amazing bands. I'll tell you about them in just a moment. But if you enjoy this show, please subscribe or post a review over on Apple Podcasts because I would love your feedback. I'm actually getting more and more proud of this podcast. I've been doing some great stuff with it, and I hope you'll enjoy it. As I look at the song that I'm about to sing to you, one of the songs that I have on the St. Patrick's Day CD is Danny Boy. And it's I was checking the charts over on Spotify, and it's doing really well. My recording of that, it's been getting a lot of plays. But before I recorded that song, I recorded the song I'm about to sing to you now, which is Danny Boy for Cat Lovers. I wrote this song because I was looking to help other newbie cat lovers figure out how to deal with cats when they keep you up all night. All right, let me sing to you. This is from my CD, Whiskers in the Jar. Danny boy, the alarm is not yet ringing, yet I awake with you licking me on my cheek. Ouch, stop it. The morning's come too soon and you won't stop meowing. Why won't you let me have one good night's sleep? At 3 a.m. I awoke, you're at the window. You pulled the blinds and me out into the air. I threw up hell and said, would you be quiet? You thought it again, so you came and chewed my hair. When I come home tonight to find you sleeping, you look so sweet lying in that chair, you sheer. I don't know why, but I have this great desire to watch you run as I yell into your ear. And my revenge, it is only just beginning. Not a moment's rest this evening, you will see. Till 11 p.m. when I lay down and I'm dreaming. At last I'll sleep in peace until the Remember, you can travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. We're going to Scotland in 2022. Yeah, I was debating this and if it was going to happen this year. And because of, you know, things been closed, I finally came to the decision that it was time to postpone the trip. Now, I am going to see if I can come up with an alternative. In episode 188, I announced this idea for a Brown Coats campout. where a bunch of people would gather together in the middle of nowhere and we would just, you know, have a camp out and maybe not necessarily camping with a tent, but maybe like, you know, some little cottages in the middle of nowhere and then you could sit out inside. I think that idea might work better. So I might see if I can try to work out an idea on how to make that happen as an alternative. But I don't know the answer to that. But if you want to join the Scotland invasion in 2022, you can go to CelticInvasion.com, sign up to the mailing list, and I'll let you know details as soon as I have something. And now for the top 10 Celtic bands for St. Patrick's Day 2021. So St. Patrick's Day is just around the corner, and I love to read blogs and articles about Celtic music around St. Patrick's Day. But every year it's the exact same songs, like Irish Central. They're notorious for publishing a blog about the top 10 Celtic bands for St. Patrick's Day. And it's the same ones as always. You have the Dubliners, the Chieftains, the Clancy Brothers, the Pogues, all are great. But then they throw in things like U2, the Cranberries, and Van Morrison. Irish, yes. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy all that music as much as the next Celtic music lover, but they are writing for 2021 and using bands from 1968, so I'm sorry, but times change. There are so many great Celtic bands, and I think it's a shame to set on those bands when I'm going to share with you my pick of the best Celtic bands for St. Patrick's Day 2021. As you probably know, I host the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It is an hour-long show of Celtic music by the best independent Celtic bands online. And every year I make my pick of the best Celtic bands based primarily on how much I played their music in the podcast because I love them so much. So you can read my pick in a blog or on my website. There's a link in the show notes. Let's get started for the countdown. At number 10, we have Runa. Runa continues to push the boundaries of Irish folk music into the Americana and roots music formats, interweaving the haunting melodies and exuberant tunes of Ireland and Scotland with the lush harmonies and intoxicating rhythms of jazz, bluegrass, flamenco, and blues. They offer a thrilling and redefining take on traditional Irish music, and they've been a favorite of mine for many years. And I highly recommend their latest regular album. They have a Christmas album that also came out, but the latest album was 10, The Errant Knight. It's a fantastic album. Number 9, Skeleton McKee. Skeleton McKee brings the best of rock and rollicking Celtic roots, folk, rock, pub songs, and a wee bit of trad, blues, and Americana. The band keeps your toes tapping and your hands clapping with a dose of humor on the side. Skeleton McKee has made a big impact on the Dallas-Fort Worth Celtic music scene with Celtic-infused entertainment featuring great harmonies, precision, instrumentation, and intricate rhythms. Skeleton McKee comprises jovial, experienced musicians who combine impressively diverse backgrounds to deliver the cream of the Celtic tradition. Once you experience a live show, you'll know why their slogan is "All for fun and fun for all." And this band has the members of its band are like everyone who's been in the Texas Celtic music community seems like they're part of this band. They are just a fantastic group. So you should definitely check them out. Number 8, Anlar. The Center in Irish Gaelic, that's the translation, is one of the most vibrant Celtic folk bands in Switzerland. That's right. See, you're not going to find that in that article at Irish Central. They play original songs and tunes inspired by folk music from Ireland and Scotland, and one can also note influences from places like Asturias and Brittany. Exciting arrangements, strong lead vocals, and considerable skill on a wide range of instruments are typical features of the band. Love this band. They were just, their album was just really had me listening to them and playing their music a lot last year. Lisa Schneckenberger, the downbeat slams your body as the songs grab you and surges forward. You lean in to hear every word as Schneckenberger's voice sweetly sets the scene and then brings it to a boil, careening around each detail. The song ends before you're ready, leaving you breathless with your heart thumping in your ears. You reach forward and hit repeat. Raised in a small town in Maine and now living in Vermont, Schneckenberger grew up with music. She began playing fiddle at the age of 6, inspired by her parents' interest in folk music. In 2021, she graduated from the New England Conservatory of Music with a degree in contemporary improvisation. She has been performing and teaching music around the world ever since. One of the things I love about Celtic music is the diversity of people. And in case you didn't know, Schneckenberger is not an Irish or Scottish name, and who cares? Because every time I start looking for a great Celtic music, I end up picking her. In fact, let's play some music. This is the Lamplighter's Hornpipe and Suffer the Child from her Dance album. Here's Lisa Schneckenberger. Number 6, Barley Juice. With 6 studio albums and a double CD collection in their sporrans to date, Barley Juice have made themselves one of the most beloved Celtic rock bands in the US. Frontman Kif Brewer pens the majority of the group's originals and lithely covers lead vocals, guitar, accordion, harmonica, mandolin, bouzouki, piano, and bagpipes. He originally piped in the Lochranach Pipe Band and performed in Edinburgh's Millennium March for Prince Charles. Backing Brewer is a mad quartet of characters, guitar virtuoso Chris Shepherd handles mandolin and conventional electric and acoustic guitars with his trademark flair and panache. Captivating fiddler Kyle Blessings, classical roots stray to bluegrass and country in the middle of the most authentic jig and hornpipes. Drummer Bogey Trifunovich is a powerhouse of driving decadence, while hopping bassist Eric Worthington is the musical snake charmer of the deep and dulcet. The eyes have it, Barley Juice is a grand group of talented tunesmiths and prodigious performers with the absolute best time you can have at a concert without removing your kilt. I love this band. So I found them on mp3.com, again, probably 2001 or so, and Kif Brewer is too. He had some solo stuff, and the music was fun, upbeat, rocking, just a fantastic band. So go check them out. At number 5, we have Occam's Razor. Occam's Razor creates a musical experience, not just a gig. They are a young, energetic band with Celtic roots that blends rock, bluegrass, gypsy, classical, pop, and punk influences throughout their music. They include the audience in the show by getting off stage into the audience and getting them dancing, singing along to the songs, and breaking down the fourth wall that many bands put up between themselves and the audience. This creates a memorable experience for the audience instead of a forgettable evening of, who is that band? The Yakima Folklife Festival described their sound as turbo-Celtic and ethno-punk. If you listened to show number 463 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, you would have heard my discussion and interview with Chris of Occam's Razor. We did a Pride episode together, and as you would have noticed in that episode, that I absolutely love this band. They have been producing some of the best Celtic rock in my mind ever. I think it's part of my love of 90s alternative rock, because that's a lot of what it reminds me of. It's that sensibility, but it's still very Celtic sounding and upbeat, fun, just and catchy as all get out. And Chris has some absolutely brilliant vocals. So there's a link to that in the show notes as well. And number four, Screaming Orphans. Screaming Orphans are four sisters with the good fortune to have been raised in the magic of Bundoran in County Donegal, Ireland. There is a great tradition of music to be found in Irish homes, especially in the Gaeltacht or Irish-speaking regions, which have produced the likes of Clannad, Enya and Moira, Michael and Triona Ní Donal. Their home was no exception. Since they were young, they've been singing and playing traditional Irish music, but when they hit the teenage years, they knew it was time to start their own pop rock band. The last couple years, anytime you're looking for, you know, new Celtic music, everyone talks about the Screaming Orphans, and for good reason. They're just fantastic. So without further ado, here is Every Woman Gardens from the album Sunshine and Moss. It is the Screaming Orphans. Thank you. number three, we have the Selke Girls. Originally formed in 2013, the Selke Girls have firmly established themselves as a mainstay in the North Texas folk music scene, with dozens of music and art festivals under their belt, as well as numerous television appearances. The band has toured throughout the United States, never failing to captivate audiences with their unique instrumentation, lush harmonies, and dynamic arrangements. The band, Allie Johnson on vocals and guitar, J.C. Skidmore, vocals, flutes, penny whistle, Dave Aaron, vocals, guitar, mandolin, Joel Black, upright and fretless acoustic bass, Martin McCall, percussion, and Linda Mudd, harp, draws upon a vast repertoire of ancient and contemporary ballads, traditional Irish and Scottish songs, often sung in the native tongue, and foot-stomping jigs and reels, creating a truly eclectic and affecting musical experience. Again, the Selke Girls have really captivated me over the past few years too. The more I listen to their music, I'm like, God, they're just doing something incredible. At number two, we have Jiggy. Jiggy continue the tradition of their musical ancestors while bringing a whole new exotic flavor to the table, more of a collective than an orthodox band. Jiggy's mercurial lineup mixes and melds Irish traditional music, world rhythms, and cutting-edge dance grooves. Jiggy took the internet by storm with their video Silent Place, celebrating the global togetherness of dancing. And to date, it has clocked more than 35 million views. This has introduced the band to a brand new audience worldwide, and their debut album, Translate, went to number one in the world music charts in Ireland, the United States, Canada, France, Australia, Poland, and the UK, and they are now a big hit with festival audiences around the globe. I love Jiggy. It's the contemporary Celtic aspect that's so spectacular because, again, they fuse traditional jigs and reels and with these world music beats. And then, of course, they're doing some spectacular stuff with video, like that little bio mentions, Silent Place. It has all these dancers from around the world dancing to their music, and it's just spellbinding. And again, I mentioned the diversity, and that's what I loved about it. It shows how diverse the culture of the Celts can be. So I'm super happy to include them in this list. Number one, we have Wee Banjo 3, debuting in the U.S. in 2012. Wee Banjo 3 has since emerged as fast-rising touring darlings in the country that two of the members now call home. The Galway, Ireland, and Nashville-based quartet, comprised of two sets of brothers, Enda and Fergal Scahill, and Martin and David Howley, continually push musical boundaries while maintaining an unwavering devotion to the essential audience experience. Wee Banjo 3 seamlessly converged the shared and varied traditions of Americana, bluegrass, and Celtic music with pop-sensible songcraft to create a truly unique and gratifying signature sound. Brilliantly commanded instruments, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and percussion effortlessly elevate lead singer David Howley's propulsive voice. Live on stage, their songs carry the listener along until, at the perfect moment, the band crescendos into catchy choruses with pitch-perfect harmonies. Wee Banjo 3 deliver their music with such palatable rapport, stunning precision, and infectious energy, it's impossible to pigeonhole what kind of listener might suddenly consider themselves a Wee Banjo 3 fan. So this is another band that's been getting a lot of rave attention, and for good reason. Part of it is, okay, personally, I don't know about you, but I love a good, amazing banjo player. There's just something special about it. And here they have these multiple instruments coming together with that banjo lead. But that would be nice. That would just be really nice. But then they have these David Howley. He's got some gorgeous vocals. They're doing a lot of original songs, which is something the music business thrives on, having original new music. So I'm totally digging this band. And from their album String Theory, this is Happiness. Here is Wee Banjo 3.
Oh, happiness is just around the corner from you. Even though it feels like there is nothing you can do, when you're sitting in the dark there, happiness is just around the corner. Your loneliness is only temporary, it's true. And when you leave, you don't have to take it with you. You can put all that behind you now. Happiness is just around the corner. I feel like shedding all my skin, starting something new. I feel to begin to find my own way through. Oh, happiness is just around the corner from me, and I feel like it's the first time that I can really see. Fear is an illusion. Happiness is just around the corner. Cause it rains and rains and rains and rains and rains and rains for days. You wake up one bright morning and all the rain has gone away. The sun is on the horizon. Happiness is just around the corner. Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness. 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 Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness. 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 Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness.
So this Thursday, I have a concert. It is Kilt Father Live, and if you are a member of the Gunrunners Club, you will get access to this show, or you can get tickets. You'll find a link to that in the show notes. Upcoming, I'm doing my next Kilt Father Live, which is going to be a St. Patrick's Day show on March 11th. I am doing some St. Patrick's Day concerts at breweries, local breweries, including March 13th at Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia, March 14th, Tucker Brewing Company in Tucker, Georgia, and March 17th, the Lost Druid Brewery in Avondale Estates, Georgia. That's an early show, 4:30 to 7 p.m., and it is my birthday, so it will be a little sort of a birthday party as well. I mean, not saying I'm planning anything special, but just letting you know, if you want to come celebrate my birthday with me, you can come out on March 17th to the Lost Druid Brewery. All of these events will be outside. So I'll be performing outside. I will be wearing a mask. There will be social distancing. I don't know how busy they will be, but so, you know, keep that in mind. But if you're able to come join me, I would love it. If you enjoy the music in this show, please show your support. Buy music or merch from me or the guest musicians. Follow me on streaming and tell a friend. But the best way to support me is to join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Patreon funds my songwriting and so much more. Your support pays for the production and promotion of my music in this podcast. If you want to check out some of my music, you can listen to it for free over in my store on magerecords.com. Then that's over on Bandcamp. And of course, you can always email me. I'd love to hear from you. Send an email to mark@markgun.com or chat in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook to let me know what you thought of the podcast. I would love to hear from it. I'm going to finish up with one final song that I want to sing for you. This is a song from my album, The Bridge, and I love this song. It was written by, attributed, I guess, to Francis McPeak. I'm assuming he wrote it. But the lyrics are basically very closely tied to The Braes About, whether it's a Scottish song, but I believe he updated the lyrics and set it to an original tune. This is Wild Mountain Time.
summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower I'll pile flowers from the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will roam the country o'er, through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powhatan Mountain Time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go?
Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com. My fingers. Oh. Yeah, it doesn't help when I have an injured finger here.